Tell us about your emotions after the first practice in Cologne.
Oh, it's good. Like boys had two good practices tomorrow, early afternoon game. So we'll have meetings today and tonight, and good meals, final preparation. And we've worked 6 weeks to finally reach this point. So it's very important that we all enjoy it.
Dartinch is injured. He's out. He's already gone home. What's the emotions in the team right now?
Well, they're good. The one thing, every team will have to face adversity. Injuries, unfortunately, are part of our sport, and you always have to prepare for those. So, Dalzin's injury opens the door to a kid like Razgaz. So it's going to be his first World Championships, and it's going to be an investment for today and an investment for the future in Latvian hockey.
In Dalzin's place will be Richards Buchards, right?
Yeah, at the start. And, obviously, I don't put too much stock in lines. The lines that we've been practicing, we've been also practicing different combinations. So it's all a matter of, how games go. How are we playing with the lead? Are we playing with a deficit? Sometimes, you adjust one player on the line, or sometimes you scramble all the players together and you bring in with new lines. But, Riyad Bukats for now, will take Lager's spot.
This would be his first championship. He's mentally strong for the championship. How do you see?
It's a very good question. I like what he's done, but at the same time, that's who we have. We have a very young hockey club. We have 6-7 players under 22 years old. But again, they will answer all our questions. I have basically the same questions as you guys. I'm learning to know those players, but it's going to make them better. That's for sure. They're young. They want to learn. They want to compete. And it's by putting them on the ice that we will really get a good feel of what they're capable of. But at the same time, it's going to be a great investment.
First impressions about the Blugers?
I like you can tell that he knows how to play. I had a good talk with their farm team's general manager. He told me a little bit what type of player Teddy is, and right now we're giving him plenty of videos and practices in order that he catch up. It's a tough situation for him, because obviously he doesn't know all parts of our system, but hockey's not that complicated, so he'll be all right.
What do you know about your opponents?
Real fast team. Whenever you have a player like Nicholas Ehlers on your team, he's going to bring lots of speed. It's a team built on speed. They play a very fast-paced game. They counterattack very well. So we will have to be at our best. It should be a very intense hockey game. I think that we play with lots of speed also, and they're super fast. So it's going to be a good game.
You will send some special line against them?
We'll see. We have last change. Obviously, we have the options of matching and hang. So sometimes I like to put an offensive line, go offense against offense, trade punches for punches. But at the same time, a player like Gergensen's can do also a great job. So we have some nice options.
Have you made your decisions about starting goalie and which players won't play tomorrow?
Yeah, Merzlikins will start in net, and Razgals will not be dressed tomorrow.
Today you did a lot of work on power play and penalty kills. Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, special teams are so important. In the last 2 weeks, we've spent lots of time on special teams. You look at many games, they're decided by 1-2 goals, and if we can win the special team battle, I think that we're going to put ourselves in a good situation. So they're our key players, and they need to be our best players.
Bob, you are an object of interest in the Dynamo Riga of the next season. Did you have a contact with the club?
I addressed the situation about a week ago for my status with Dynamo Riga or Fribourg in the Swiss League, and I will not make any decisions until World Championship is over. Like right now, my focus is on my team over here. I don't need to be a distraction for the players. The spotlight should be on our players. Like they've worked unbelievably hard for us in the past 6 weeks. So like we're here for business. We're here for hockey business. Right now, I'm not looking for a job.
Tomorrow is an early game. Is that a challenge for your team?
Well, you know, like the good thing is that today we're going to do all our meetings. So tomorrow morning they wake up, they have good breakfast. We're going to get to the rink and just play. Like we've been preparing for 6 weeks. So now they're excited to play. They want to make sure that, you know, we have a good start. But that's the goal of every team in the tournament. So like you know, that makes it fun. But it's been a great setup. You know, like Cologne has been unbelievable. Great hotel, great rinks. Like you know, like the big rink, the practice rink. Like we've been treated like unbelievably well. So it's going to be a great tournament. Let's drop the puck and let the players decide on the outcome of the games.